Jesus knew who he was. He knew, yes, he was a man, just like you and me. He was a man, but he was also God. Jesus went so far to say, if you know me, then me and the Father come and take up our dwelling place within you. So where is God the Father and the Holy Spirit and Jesus living right now, Keith?
In me.
In you. You know, if we got the revelation that he's in us, and we forget so easy. I mean, to tell you, we forget. I do. I mean, I preach the gospel, teach it, walk in it all the time, and still I can forget who I am. I can be out there mowing the grass and grumbling about the line being broken than praising God because I got line. Y'all see where I'm coming from? I forget who I am. I forget that I'm a son of God, a joint heir with the King. I want to come back to this in a minute, but I want to go, I think it's Ephesians 2, 6. I think that's where I want to go. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. And let's see what that says. And he has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So where are you in the Spirit if you're a born again child of God? You're already seated in the heavenlies. I'm a son of God. I'm seated in the heavenlies. That's why I can come boldly into the throne room of God and ask for anything I want to in times of need. And when if I come in there in faith, he always says yes. Never no. So what do? We fuss and we grumble and we complain. Oh, it's too hot. I got tickled at one of the gentlemen a while ago. He said he went out and took a shovel and hit a couple of licks, I think, with it. And he thought, wow, this is hard work in this heat. So I think he quit. He said, I guess you would have done it, didn't you? I said, that's exactly what I was doing day before yesterday. I said, I dug up a whole water meter pit, put some new lines in it, put everything in just like I wanted, got the valves all put in. And then I sat there for about 30 minutes, let everything cure. And then I turned the water on, made sure there was no leaks. And then I took the shovel and I covered all that up, put the meter back together. And I got through about 6 o'clock. When everybody else was in on the air conditioner, I'm sitting out in the heat digging a ditch. But I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. You know, I don't yield to the flesh. I mean, the other day I came in and Cheryl said I was so hot and so, first of all, when I walked in the door, she was about 10 steps from me. She said, "Ooh, you smell strong." You reckon I might have been sweating a little bit? I was soaking wet. I mean, soaking wet. There wasn't a dry thread on me nowhere. And so I went and got me some ice water, and she got me some iced tea and everything, and I sat there for a little while. But, I mean, I have been known to not perspire, but sweat when I work like that. And then nobody wants to be close to me, I'll tell you for sure, nobody. And so, I will have to say that day when I came in, I forget what day it was last week, I had worked so hard, so long, although I had stopped and drank water and everything else, when I walked in the house, I was actually a little woozy. I was so tired. I thought, I've almost gone beyond the limit today. You know, I said, I'm sure glad Jesus is my strength. And I know he's my strength because in the flesh, I was almost where I didn't want to be. I'd worked too hard, too long in the heat. But when I think about who I am in Christ, in these days that we're living in, I think, and I may be wrong, you know, I'm just looking at what everybody else is saying, and I'm looking at what different ministries are saying and what the Word of God says and what NASA's saying and everything else. And then I'm looking back to this year, and I've already got 6 months of this year done. Has anything unique happened in the first 6 months of this year? Has it, Keith?
Yes, sir.
I mean, we can go back to the tsunami in March, right? We can go back to the thousands of people got killed. We can go back to all the earthquakes that happened around the ring of fire out in the Pacific. We can look at all the tornadoes. We can look at the down in Chile in the first part of June whenever that mountain range blew up, and one of those mountains hadn't been active for 1,000 years, and it blew up and it blew stuff 6 and 7 miles into the atmosphere and blew ash and stuff miles and 100 miles away. It covered things, shut down airports, everything. I mean, it doesn't make any difference where you go today. Joplin, Missouri, you know, wiped out. All up and down the East Coast, all up and down the mud and the stuff up and down the Mississippi and the Missouri. When we went up to Des Moines the other day, as I'm making my final approach in to come around to land at Ankeny Airport, everything to the right, as far as you could see, was underwater. Roads and everything. And the good part about it is, because of the excessive ice and snows they had up there, they say this water problem up there is not going to be over until the last of August. Isn't that something? Everything's underwater. Farms have washed away. I mean, Jesus told us all these signs were going to happen before his return. He's got to be at the door. So I want us to make sure we're ready when he comes. You know, don't sit back on your laurels and do nothing, because if you do, he ain't going to be happy with you. I'll tell you for sure, don't look and say, well, if he's coming next month or next year, then I ain't going to do nothing. I'm just going to sit back and do nothing. You know, in fact, I got tickled at Cheryl the other day. It was about 11 o'clock at night. I said, honey, I'm so tired, so hot and everything. I'd worked all day, and it was really late at night. And she was in here working, doing stuff in there too. And I said, I know it's late, but I need a great big bowl of ice cream. She said, a bowl of ice cream this time of night? She said, what the heck? We might not be here next year anyway, so I'm going to have a bowl with you. You see? I mean, of course, we'd probably both work so hard that one extra bowl of ice cream ain't going to hurt us no way. I mean, if you'd sweated as many gallons as I sweated that day, one bowl of ice cream probably didn't do nothing. It might have put back a little bit of what I lost. But anyway, you know, we have a tendency to get laxed on taking care of ourselves and things. You know, in fact, you know, I had my well house, as I told you before, my well house had been eaten up by the termites, you know. I don't understand. Obviously, I'm not pleasing God, because he said if I do everything right, he will protect me from the devourer. Well, the devourer ate my well house. So there's got to be something Weston, there's got to be something I'm doing that's not pleasing the king, because the devourer ate my well house. And they weakened it so that, every time I look at that, I think, God, what am I doing that's not pleasing you? And then I'll be like that day with Eldon, when Eldon and I, we had that test for a couple of weeks, and we were together for nearly 2 weeks, and we were working on all kinds of stuff. And the end of the 2 weeks, he said, Thurman, you have had so many tests this week, but he said, I believe you passed your test. You know, he said, I haven't heard you grumble and complain or nothing. So he said, I believe you passed your test. I said, okay. I said, Lord, he said, I wonder what caused all this to come up on you. I said, well, I don't know. I said, Lord, would you tell me what I've done that doesn't please you? I said, that's okay, Lord. I said, forget it. I don't have a notepad and a pencil with me. Because I got a feeling that if he really started talking, I'd need a notepad and a pen to write down everything that I've done that doesn't please him. You know where I'm coming from.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so anyway, but we did have a lot of tests that week, you know. But I will have to say, while we were having all those tests, he and I was working, and it was hot, just like it's not quite as hot as it's been here, but it was extremely hot that day, and we sat down under a shade tree. I told him, I said, Eldon, why? I said, I got to have a break. I got to have a drink of water. He said, well, I need a drink of water too. So we sat down under a big oak tree. The wind ain't blowing or nothing. It's just nice, quiet, but it's hot. We're drinking some water, and he starts praying. He starts holding his hands up and said, Lord, give us a brand new heart. Make us strong. I don't know what all he prayed, but he's praying. And all of a sudden, the wind starts blowing in the tree that we're under. I mean, no other tree's moving. And this tree starts shaking and leaves start falling all around me and him. And all of a sudden, we're both anointed with a brand new strength. We get up and finish our work and don't even get hot. Wasn't that an awesome answer to prayer that day, Eldon? And I just stand in awe when I see what God does when His sons please Him. And Eldon was pleasing Him. He was praying the prayer of faith. And the Lord shook that tree. And man, every time we sat down under that tree, we remember that, don't we, Eldon? That was such an awesome thing. Isn't our God an awesome God? Amen. I mean, if you hadn't had some of these experiences with Him, you need to get closer to Him. You need to walk close to Him. You need to love your mate. You know, a lot of people come to church and they're good to their mate while they're in church, but they forget who they're talking to. Weston, I'm going to pick on you a little because I know you're a great man of God and I know your wife's a great woman of God. When you talk to her, who are you talking to?
The boss.
No, that's the wrong answer. She is not the boss. You're the boss. That's the wrong answer. When you talk to her, you're talking to Jesus. Is that right? Because is Jesus living in you? So when He's talking to you, He's talking to Jesus, isn't He?
He sure did chase me this morning.
You know, the thing about it is we fail to realize that when we talk to someone, when you and I talk, when I'm talking to you, who am I talking to?
Jesus.
That's right. That's exactly right. When you're talking to this little lady, who are you talking to? Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget it. To walk in love. And don't you forget, too, when you talk to Him, you're talking to Jesus, right? Now then, what if you forget? Ooh, can a man and woman that's married together get into a knockdown drag out? They can, but if they stop and think, uh-oh, I'm talking to Jesus here. I better straighten my act up. You know, the Lord said, husbands, if you don't treat your wives like Christ loved the church and was willing to give your life for her, He said, I'll not answer your prayer. So you get in crossways with your wife and you don't repent and straighten your act up, you can forget going to the throne of grace because you ain't never going to get a prayer answered. Isn't that awesome? But how many men know that?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, When You Believe, It Is Done, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.